Chapter 26. The massive vines hung twisted around and between half a dozen trees, looking like the web of a giant spider gone berserk. Fingering Skywalker's lightsaber, Mara studied the tangle, trying to figure out the fastest way to clear the path. Out of the corner of her eye, she saw Skywalker fidgeting.
"Just keep your shirt on," she told him. "This'll only take a minute."
"You really don't have to go for finesse, you know," he offered. "It's not like the lightsaber's running low on power."
"Yes, but we're running low on forest," she retorted. "You have any idea how far the hum of a lightsaber can carry in woods like this?"
"Not really."
"Me neither. I'd like to keep it that way."
She shifted her blaster to her left hand, ignited the lightsaber with her right, and made three quick cuts. The tangle of vines dropped to the ground as she closed the weapon down.
"That wasn't so hard now, was it?"
she said, turning to face Skywalker, and hooking the lightsaber back onto her belt. She started to turn away. The droid's warning squeal came a fraction of a second before the sudden rustle of leaves. She whirled back, flipping her blaster into her right hand as a Vornsker leaped toward Skywalker from a branch three trees away. Even after two long days of travel, Skywalker's reflexes were still adequate to the task. He let go the handles of the travoy and dropped to the ground just ahead of the Vornsker's trajectory. Four sets of claws and a whip tail took a concentrated swipe at him as the predator shot by overhead. Mara waited until it had landed, and as it spun back around toward its intended prey, she shot it. Cautiously, Skywalker got back to his feet and looked warily around.
"I wish you'd change your mind about giving me back my lightsaber," he commented as he bent down to pick up the travoy handles again. "You must be getting tired of shooting Vornskers off me."
"What? You afraid I'm going to miss?"
she retorted, stepping over to prod the Vornsker with her foot. It was dead, all right.
"You're an excellent shot,"
he conceded, dragging the travoy toward the tangle of vines she'd just cleared out.
"But you've also gone two nights without any sleep. That's going to catch up with you eventually."
"You just worry about yourself," she snapped. "Come on, get moving. We need to find someplace clear enough to send up the sond balloon."
Skywalker headed off, the droid strapped to the travoy behind him, beeping softly to itself. Mara brought up the rear, watching to make sure the travoy wasn't leaving too clear a trail, and scowling hard at the back of Skywalker's head. The really irritating part was that he was right. That pass from left to right hand a minute ago, a technique she'd done 1,000 times before, she'd come within a hair of missing the catch completely. Her heart thudded constantly now, not quieting down even during rest, and there were long periods during their march where her mind simply drifted instead of focusing on the task at hand. Once, long ago, she'd gone 6 days without sleep. Now, after only two, she was already starting to fall apart. She clenched her teeth and scowled a little harder. If he was hoping to see the collapse, he was going to be sorely disappointed. If for no other reason than professional pride, she was going to see this through.